What's up, Raider Nation? We're doing a challenge here at Chat Sports because one person commented 53 times on a video. So we're doing a challenge, and I'm going to give a special shout-out to that one crazy person that goes down in the comment section on this video and says Raiders 54 times. But I also know this. There might be more than one person to do it. So to make sure that you set the new record, you might have to go over 100 individual comments. At the end of the day, just go down and spam Raiders. Raider Nation, what's going on? You're watching the Raiders Report, and today's show is presented by Panda Sups. I don't know if you can tell, I'm a little bit under the weather, which probably means I need to start taking more of the greens. And because Panda Sups is a big-time supporter of the Raiders Report, we're going to be doing a special offer on today's show. So 40% off. Yes, 40%. We usually do 35. Code GREENSBABY at PandaSups.com. So we're going to talk about some news. We're going to get into some rumors because some people have been asking me about some free agency questions, and I'll get to some of that at the back end of the show. We'll talk about some potential extension candidates, but I am going to start this off with the new preseason schedule. It's officially been announced, the very first game, and it's technically week zero because that's how the NFL works. August 4th, this is the Hall of Fame game up against the Jags. Then we got 10 days of rest going up against the Vikings, the Dolphins, and then the Patriots. I know in years past, Gruden didn't really play anyone. I'm hoping that we can at least see some of the players, but I do know this. I'm going to be live. I'm going to be breaking down every single preseason game, every single regular season game, and fingers crossed, some playoff games there too. So if you want to join me, maybe you can't make it out to Vegas. Maybe you can't get into Allegiant Stadium. We're going to be having a good time here on the Raider Sports. So hit that subscribe button and turn on those notifications. So coming up now here, we're going to get into the latest free agency rumors going on around the Silver and Black because there was a tweet that went out yesterday from Vincent Bonsignor, and a lot of people started asking me questions about it. And this is what it said. Latest on the Raiders roster. While you can't rule out any more moves, the sense is the Raiders are ready to roll forward with this group. I will say this. Take what Vinny says with a grain of salt. Because at the end of the day, these beat writers, they're trying to do the exact same thing I'm doing. Take what they think, and then go ahead and they turn it into a story. And I'll say this. Yes, Vinny does put out some good stuff, but blue check marks do not make you an insider. Vinny is also the captain of Schefter, Ian Rappaport, saying this happens, and then he tweets out something 20 minutes later, says, yes, I can confirm. Well, I can go ahead and do that too. All I'm saying is just because Vinny said it, it does not mean whatsoever that it's legitimate. I do know this. The Raiders are going to get $19.75 million after June 1st, which is why there's all this discussion in terms of could the Raiders go out and get somebody? We missed our opportunity on James Bradbury. He ended up signing with the Philadelphia Eagles on that one-year $10 million deal. But I also saw a troll down in the comments saying, Mitch doesn't even know how much money we're getting after June 1st. So let me break it down for all the trolls out. The Raiders decided to move on from Corey Littleton as a post-June 1st cut, and him and Nassib, which we'll look at both of those numbers. But the fact that the Raiders did that, it saves them $11.75 this season. Yes, it is going to be a $4.02 million dead cap hit, but Littleton was going to make $15.77. So you still save $11.75. Now, because of all the craziness that the Raiders already tried to do with Littleton's contract, you will also eat $9.97 million, but that is in 2023. Then you look at Carl Nassib's deal. Nassib was going to make about $9.65 million, and by cutting him, you save $8 million. So I'm not a mathematician by any means whatsoever, but $8 million from Nassib, $11.75 million from Corey Littleton, $19.75 million is how much money the Raiders are going to have. Then you can add on top of that all the extra money that they have at salary cap. What makes it difficult right now for the Silver and Black is they have cap space, but they've already paid out so much cash. And from what I'm hearing, they don't want to have to continue to spend a lot of cash because that doesn't quite impact the salary cap, if that makes sense. So what we're going to be talking about here is this. Yes, I understand the Raiders might legitimately go with the roster that they have, but there are still a lot of talented free agents out there that I believe could potentially help out this team. I'm going to go through my top five players in terms of who would help the most, who could be maybe the most financially makes the most sense for us. That was a weird way. But anyway, we're going to talk about Panda Sups here, and because they got some awesome products, and we are doing a special, special thing with them. Use code GREENSBABY for 40% off at pandasups.com. Whether you want their awesome tropical orange flavor or you want their pineapple flavor, I take a scoop of this every single morning, and it tries to make me feel a whole lot better. So in terms of the benefits, this is all the benefits that I personally think that they have. You get your joints. If you're trying to get something that helps out your joints, your brain health, your immune system, whether you're just trying to get more greens into your diet, get some more antioxidants, get that gut health going, an energy booth. It also helps with your hair, your skin, and your nails. This is like essentially 12 products in one, and it's just one scoop. It's super efficient. It's super easy to use. Remember, pandasups.com, use code GREENBABIES. I'm going to put that in the comments and description of today's video. So these top free agent targets that we're going to go ahead and look at. Again, I base this off of the biggest fits, needs, and prices. So you're going to see some free agents. You're like, wow, I can't believe this guy's not in your top five. I am basing it off of the three factors that you see down below, which is why coming in at number one should not surprise anybody. It's Darrell Williams. I still believe that the Raiders' biggest need for the entire team, offense and on defense, is the right tackle position, and Williams is the top right tackle out on the market. If you want to go ahead and pay him $10 million like you gave James Bradbury, like the Eagles gave Bradbury, I would rather the Raiders do that than go ahead and give him that type of money to a guy like Bradbury. Coming in here at number two is Ndamukong Suh. And do I think Ndamukong Suh is the second best free agent out there in the market? No. But Jonathan Hankins just had cleanup surgery. I still think that even with the healthy Hankins, the interior defensive line for the Raiders is a weakness. Why not go out and get a big guy like Suh? At number three, you missed on James Bradbury. The other outside corner that I have been told that the Raiders could show some interest in is Janoris Jenkins, for the exact same reasons why they had interest in Bradbury. Sure, Bradbury wasn't quite at the level of what he once was, and neither is the Jackrabbit, but he has connections with Patrick Graham, and he knows how to fit into that system. At number four, I'm going to go here with Chris Harris Jr. Corner defensive back was probably one of the biggest focuses that this defense had going into the offseason, and Janoris is more of an outside corner. Chris Harris is the inside corner. So with that being said, somebody who has all the intangibles, I think, that you're looking for in a corner. He's also spent his entire career in the AFC West, whether that be with the Broncos or whether that be with the Chargers. He could be a good fit on the inside. The next name I'm going to go ahead and bring up here is Cole Beasley. Wow, you're going to put Cole Beasley over Odell Beckham Jr.? No, OBJ is a better receiver than Beasley. However, for what it would cost an overall fit in our offense, I believe a dude who's had over 100 targets three straight seasons, a guy who's had 82 catches in two straight years, he could be that complimentary wide receiver to Hunter Renfrow. You go back and you look at a lot of those really good Patriot offenses. They did. They had two good slot receivers, and then they had a number one guy. All we need Beasley to do is be that number four. So that's why he ends up making the list. So those were my five names. Give me one of your names. I don't care who it is. It can be on the offensive side of the football. It can be on the defensive side of the football. Name a free agent that you still think that the Raiders could go out and sign. If the Raiders aren't signing any players, then maybe they go ahead and take that money, that $19.75 mil, and they decide to go ahead and extend some players instead, which, I'm going to be honest, I see them extending players and maybe going out and signing. I think you can almost lock and load that they're going to extend at least one player, and right now the top two candidates are Hunter Renfrow and Darren Waller. The only difference is Renfro's got 1 year left on his deal. He's going to be a free agent in 2023. Then Waller's got 2 years left on his deal. He'll be a free agent in 2024. So thinking that, okay, these are the two players that you could potentially extend. Who would you go ahead and who would you extend first? Would you extend Renfrow, type 13? Maybe you go ahead and extend Waller, 83. On previous shows, I have said that Waller would be the more difficult player to replace. But because Renfrow only has 1 year left on his deal, it's why I see not only the Raiders going ahead and doing it, but I think it's also Derek Carr. Derek has got a lot of say in this organization. He simply does. And when all those rumors were going on during the offseason about the Raiders bringing in Deebo Samuel, he kind of said that the whole Deebo thing was funny to talk about. But he was like, man, we're going to take that money and we're going to invest it into Hunter Renfrow. So he's got 1 year left on his deal. His salary cap hit for this upcoming season is at $2.62 million. It's not a lot of money for considering the fact of what he has been able to do for this organization, especially last season. And definitely he saw an uptick in targets, an uptick in receptions once the whole Henry Ruggs situation happened. But for you to be able to get a player on day three that had 49 catches as a rookie, 56 in his sophomore year, and then in year three goes out and gets 103 grabs for 1,038 yards and 9 touchdowns, and he's a good player, keeps his mouth shut, teammates love him, that's somebody you go ahead and you try to extend and keep in the room. And on top of that, he would be a good fit, maybe even a better fit, and with what McDaniels and Ziegler are going to try to do going forward. So there was a pretty interesting article out there from ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, and he essentially broke down all these different teams and some teams that could go ahead and try to figure out, okay, who's going to be the next player that gets a contract extension. And this is what Fowler said, because Fowler picked Hunter Renfrow. One of the game's premier slot receivers is a year from free agency, and the Raiders have proved aggressive so far under Josh McDaniels, Dave Ziegler regime. Las Vegas expects to have some cap space freed up by June 1st, so perhaps it digs in some time this summer. My Renfrow extension projection really hasn't changed all that much. I see him getting a 3-year extension, which puts him at about $36.9. That's an average of $12.3 million. When I look at some of the deals like DJ Chark got getting $12 million, I could see Renfrow getting that. And slot receivers usually do not make as much money as you see some of these other players get. But in terms of overall the extension, that then takes his new contract to, remember, he's got 1 year left on his deal, so you take that 12.3, you take the total million of 36.9, you add that to his current deal, you're looking at 4 years, almost $40 million, an average of just a hair under $10 million for Renfrow. I think a lot of people out here would say, if you can get Hunter Renfrow for essentially $10 million over the next 4 years, that's a pretty good value. So my projection was 3 years, 36 and change, it's an average of $12.3 million per year. But this show is built on the backs of y'all, so let me know your Hunter Renfrow contract extension projection. Let me know down in the comments. Now, you guys can always hit me up on Instagram. You can always hit me up on Twitter. My boss, James Yoder, and I, we're going to be out in the Bay this weekend, and if you want to see where we're hanging out, if you want to see where you can come grab drinks with us on Saturday, May 21st, I have put this on Twitter, and I have posted it on my Instagram story. So if you want to come hang out, grab a beer, first round's on me, check out my social media, at Mitchell Renz 365. Let's also talk about, though, Darren Waller, because I do think if you're getting all this extra money, and let's say Vincent Bonsignor is correct and the Raiders are going to stand pat with the current roster they have, you do have to consider the fact that, okay, Waller also, I believe, deserves a contract extension, because, yes, he's already had one. He signed that 3-year, $27 million deal back in 2019, but his cap hits of $7 million over the next two seasons, that's underpay for a player that is as talented and means so much to this organization. He is coming off his worst season of his last three, but that was due to injury. He had 55 grabs, 665 yards, and 2 touchdowns, but he still averaged over 60 receiving yards per game. He is now set to be in an offense that, let's face it, is going to use him, and they're going to incorporate a lot of two tight end sets. You want to make sure that Darren Waller is a happy guy. You also want to make sure that Derek Carr is a happy camper. And when Derek heard all about all these Darren Waller trade rumors, he was laughing to himself. Why? Because he knows Waller's a hell of a player. So when I look at my Waller extension projection, I'm going to go ahead and extend him 3 years, which is going to be a total of $48 million. That's an average of $16 million per year, and I'm going to give him a guaranteed of $30 million. That $16 million per year makes him the highest-paid tight end per year in the National Football League over George Kittle, over Travis Kelce. The reason why I'm going to okay making those numbers because, okay, you add that 3 years to his already two, which gives him now a contract of 5 years at $62 million, but an average of 12.4. $12.4 million for Darren Waller doesn't even put him technically in the top five highest paid tight ends. Darren Waller, I think we'd all agree, is a top five tight end. Before I leave you all go, I've been trying to do this stuff on the end of my shows. YouTube just launched this new feature, and I absolutely love it because I understand people are busy, and people can't always join our live shows. They can't send in super chats, and they want to get their face up on the show. So what they did is they started this thing called Super Thanks. It looks like a dollar symbol and a heart underneath the video. You click that, you can send in a $2, a $5, a $50. The bigger the super thanks, the more airtime you're going to get. So I do want to say shout out to the people who sent in some super thanks over the past few days. So Jamal says, how many wins do you see us having this year? Well, Jamal, I put out a video last Wednesday about my projection, so please go ahead and check it out. I do have to make them playoffs. So let's go to Ty Davis. He just says, thanks, Ty. Thanks for watching the show. Thank you for supporting it. And then Grizzly, no OBJ. We got enough drama in our lives. Yes, the Raiders have given us a lot of drama, but I also know this. A healthy OBJ would also give us a lot of wins, and that, I believe, would cause less drama.